Parshas Shlach, we have the Chetam Ragdim, and that's the big Inyan. And then right afterwards, you have the Inyan of the Nesachim. And the it says over here, Rashi says, what's the Smith's Parsha? So Rashi says that he was Mevasa Klal Yisrael, that there would be Kisavo, Bisalim Shikons Laretz. So Mashmos is Kiilu that there was a certain element of pious over there, that it would go into Eretz Yisrael, and B'meila Nesachim was a way to giving the Parsha Nesachim was a way to present that Nechama. The Chazal, Tanit Vel Yo, brings a Medrash and says another place also similar. It says that he wanted to be Nachum Klal Yisrael, and because of they were so sad about the fact they weren't going in, so the Nichum was going to be with the fact that they would be getting he says the Lashon is he was Menachem them with Divrei Torah, and B'meila the Nichum was that they would there was the Simchas HaTorah, I think the Lashon is over there. And it's hard to understand a little bit. It's very nice. The Torah is Mesamchim, and it's a good Nichum, and so on and so forth. But if he wanted to, he could have given him Mishum Shemchitza. It's not. There's no reason why one or the other. It's he could have given any Divrei Torah, and this is a B'mikra. Obviously, it's not B'mikra, and it's not something that is Ke'ilu, a mikritic a parasha. He happened to have a parasha and he wanted to be sent with the Torah, he brought his parasha. Obviously, we're talking about the teichon of the parasha itself has in itself the inyan of simcha of Torah, so to speak. Something about the simcha of the Torah or the nichum of the Torah lies in the parasha itself. And need a little bit to understand what is that nekuda, what is that kesha of what's the teichon? I mean, Parsha Sarantas is a very, very technical parasha. You know, you bring a carbon, so you have to bring sometimes a little mincha with it, sometimes you have to bring the sachem with it. If you bring an oila or a zevach, a nedava, that's where you bring the sachem with it. Doesn't seem to have anything to do with anything very, very terribly significant or important mitzvah teichon. There's a sefer called the Kanti. It has. He's an early Mekobel. He has a pirush on. It's printed in the old Mizrahi. It's printed together with it. But the Rikanti says that it's a kapara. The Nesachim had in itself a kapara to the Indian of the Eshkol Anovim, because the Ikachet was kilu vayevoa dachl Eshkol vayichusum mishom zmeira veEshkol Anovim echod. That kilu had something. That was kilu the makom of pgam. So b'meila, the zeluma said that was the kapara for it. So I'd like to focus a little bit on that nekuda. Bechlal, it says the pasuk is madgeshit. Besides the fact that it says that they took the eshkol, the pasuk is madgish. It says vayomim you may be kurei anovim. It does not have over here any reason to mention that in the pasuk, in the context. I mean, the Torah doesn't give us a date. We do know that we can work our way backwards from Tisha B'Av, but there's no reason why. There's nothing in the parasha that should be mishayach to be kurei anovim. Yeah, I guess that's why they picked out an eshkol, of anovim. But doesn't seem to be anything. The Bal Korchoch that there's something about. In other words, the tkufa of bikurei anovim is the tkufa of meraglim. It's something that has in itself the inyan of meraglim. The place they went to was called Nachal Eshkol. The pre that they brought back to show everybody how bad things was Anovim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Menachem with a parasha of Nesachim. So the Bal Korchoch that it has very much to do with the Toik of the Dinyanim. There's an interesting Gemara in Brachas. It says in the Gemara that if a person lanes Krishma without tefillin. So one Madhyama says it's like Eda Sheka, and now we understand very well, because it's something which is, you know, he said that he's supposed to wear tefillin, and he doesn't wear them. So that's we understand. That's why he's supposed to wait for it. Another Madhyama says it's Ke'ilu who is Makriv, an oil without a mincha, and a zevach without nesachim. If anything, it sounds like it's a minor thing. Kilu, the carbon is the main thing. There's a din, there's a chiyuv to bring the sachim and menachas with it, but it's kilu be memayit. The first madyama says we may eat a sheker. He's saying that there's a chiyuv ukshatem loisadecho etos benecho, that there's a chiyuv to do it, and bemela that's the you know, and the person who doesn't do it, he's a hypocrite. He's going against what he said he should do. And the other Madhyama says it's lacking the Sochem and Menachas. I mean, b'chol, the Sochem and Menachas aspect of it, it was Milchus Nesochem, seems to us to be up to side points, like the cherry on top. It's a nice thing, it's a Teisefes, it's very nice. I mean, it's a Chiyuv, it's Makiv, but it doesn't seem to be Meikr of the Inyanishal Karbon. Not much Aveda with the Yain, you pour it out, and that's the end of it. So let's try a little bit to be oimir on the inyan of the yayin. That was sort of the take of the inyan over here. You have different, very very drastically different inyanim in Chazal about in psukim and about yayin. On the one hand, the pasuk says yayin yisamach levavenish, and that's the bri of yayin. Yayin is there for simcha. All the shashim builds itself around yayin, the biyana b'sayoyin, and so on. So yayin is seen, and yayin is kaveyat mokum as of davar chashuv, brachas and kiddush and so on. That's very very chashuv. On the other hand, Chazal say that it's a pasuk of Mishlei that's lemi oy lemi avoyd, that it brings yilol loylam. Yayin is the one that was the eitz hadas was yayin. And it brought churban to the world and everything, and noyach and loit. Yayin is something that Chazal and the pasuk also in a lot of places says that it's a very bad thing. It's very hard to understand how do we look at it. So the Lashon Zohar Kodesh says ubegin kach ki toivim ledecha miyoyin mahu yoyin demechti venoyer anpin. There's a wine that is mesameach and is mayor upon him, v'chaychin einin v'aved reusa, and the eyes smile and it becomes a rotzendik, a situation of rotzen, v'lav miyayin de mishaker. But we're not talking about yayin that's mishaker, that it's shikas v'aved rugza, makes a person angry, ve'achshech anpin, it gives him a cheshchas ponim, ulahatin einin, the eyes become fiery, instead yayin de rugza. Val do begin the chamar do tov nahar anpin, because it's good wine, it's nahar anpin, v'chode einin, v'ovet ti'uf tad rechimu, it's because it does all these things, it gives a horos ponim, and it gives a smile in the eyes, And it gives ava makriv lekol yom al gabe mitbicha. That's why you bring it every day on the mizbeach. You bring it on the mizbeach because it's on its mesameach. Al doksiv v'niskay reviyas ahin. Good. So the Zohar Kodesh says there's two types of yainus. He's talking about much more deeper in yonim than what we want to talk about. It's not meant to be only kipshutoi. It has its remazim for much deeper yanim, but it has its mahalchim in darkei apshat and so on. And try to understand. It says there's two types of wine. There's yain that's meshaker and yain that's mesamach. And we have to understand. So obviously the lemaise is it depends how much. But there's something there about the. There's something there that has to express the line. How do you express the line between the two different types of yayin? The Zohar Kodesh says another place. He says that if somebody sees wine in a dream, what does it mean? So he says it depends on the person. If he's a Talmud Chacham, it's good. If he's not a Talmud Chacham, it's bad. So it's conveyed, the criteria depends whether he's a Talmud Chacham or not. I'd like to try this, to hear it along those lines. There's the world of Avodas Hashem, there are gedorim and gvulos, and that's the way things are built. There's halachas, there's dinim, there's seder, and so on and so forth. And all the halachas are midas adin, it's kaveh, everything goes with an exact mus. Gemara says, memsa pachas is tame, memsa is tar. Everything has its gvulos and its midos in a very, very stringent way. And that's the mahalach of Torah, that things are kavua and yikav adin sahar, and things are very kavua, and that's where they are. That is the preservation of Tzuras Adam. It has in itself kavim, it has in itself gedorim, it has in itself gvulos, and all of Torah is the kvias of those gvulos. That is the teichen of Torah. So Torah is the one that came and put the gvulos on the bria, on the muta and the aser and the chayev and the potter and so on. The Maral calls it every place the Seder Ha'olam. Every piece has its place, and that's where it is. That's the world of Torah as far as Shi'urim and as far as Gevulis. In a place that is in a makom that you have these Gevulis and so on, there's no makom for the Ein Sof. In other words, it's almost kaviyachol astira HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Gilui, to Gilui what we would call Shechina, because Gvulois are Kvias that are exact, and that's what they are. They don't allow for anything else except for what's given. It says Ava Mekalkelis Es Ashura. The nature of Ava is that it overrides Gvulos. So Ava is a stira to Gvul. And any place that's Nikva, Ade Gvul, doesn't, and Ade Mida, doesn't have in itself the ability to, it doesn't contain in itself Ava, because it's not, it's by its nature, almost by its definition, it's a tata disaster to it. The bria that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the world, chalokim that are soid, mezoinus that is masbia, that's soid, and shemen and soilas and different things produce a certain element of satiating, giving things its gvulas. To go beyond gvulas is the bria of yayin. Yayin yesamach levavenish is because yayin becomes, yayin is the chetimtza, where the toichin wells up above its gvulis. And therefore, it's simcha is the expression when things are okay, when they're normal, when they're within the midah, there's no makom for simcha. Simcha is when something goes beyond it. So the beyond what is, the chelik that brings it out in Adam is yayin. That's the bria of yayin. That's the yayin samach venish. But there's two eifanim in which that happens. There's sometimes something like a yam, which stays within its gvulis, and there the yayin becomes, it's like the seed that no matter how high it rises, it stays within certain gvulas. And then you have a metzias where the yayin is mashchis the gvulas. And that's the kava mavdil between the yayin that's yisamach and the yayin that's bad, that brings you low loyla. If the midah of the yayin, no matter how much yayin there is, it's within the gvulas. It doesn't overflow the gvulas. It's not mashkes the gvulas. Then that yayin belongs to the mesamach, and that's where it brings out all those inyanim that Zohar Kodesh mentions over here. There's a yayin that's mechti v'noyer anpin. It brings simcha, it brings ha'oras panim, chiyuch einayim, and avid ru'usa. In other words, those are all inyanim that they bring out something more than the eye. The eye of Larleno, a nifter, is this, it looks, it's physically, this, it looks the same eye as another eye, but there's no ha'ara in those eyes. There's no light in those eyes. The panim, all of the inyanim of a person that contain more than the lines of the face, the more than the face that the face contains, that's all expressed in yayin es mesameach. When the yayin starts being mashkes the gvulis, and the excess becomes at the cheshmer the gvul, then it becomes yayin of rugza. That's yayin that's bad, and then it's a churban. So in the core of the bria, it's almost the pnimistic in the kuda of the bria works that there's a misgeres chitzaynis, there's an outside framework, and that's din, shura, that's and that's Torah and seichel and das of Adam. If the yayin is something that brings out that which is more than you have in the gvulas, and in that sense yayin is a much higher, more elevated sense of the nivroim. If the yayin goes to the mus, if the yayin goes over the midah and it's mashkes midah, instead of being brought out by the midah, then it destroys its host. That is the two types of yayin. That's the pshat in the Zohar Kodesh that says that yayin, if you dream about wine, it depends who. If it's a Talmud Chacham, the door of the Talmud Chacham here is that his seichel is still, he has a very strong midas of seichel. B'meila, that brings out a person who has that the yayin over there can bring out toiv. If the person has weak seichel, in other words, the shuras hadin of his, the kalkel sashur, the shur itself is a very, very, it's loose, it's small, it doesn't have much holding power, then it's a churban. So if a person, the stronger his sichlius is, the more he can deal with that which is beyond seichel, and the less his sichlius is, the less he can deal with it. That's the hagdara and desire of the two types of yayinos. Eretz Yisrael had in itself the tchuna. It says vayimasu be'eretz chemda. They became nimas from an eretz of chemda. In the Deir HaMidbar, the Deir HaMidbar was kuloi, even though it was a Deir that was close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rizal says, it's lechtech achrai b'midbar, b'eretz lezeruah, lechtech achrai, there wasn't panim b'panim. It was an hugger where it didn't have that bechina of ha'aras panim. We got the Torah in the midbar, that's what we had. We got the man that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent, Mer HaShemayim, that's all we had. We had exactly that. There was no bracha. There was no echitimtza of something being mekalkel shura, because the metzias was kuloi the chiyuvim, and that was that. In Eretz Yisrael is a makom. Chazal say it's like a tzvi that expands. In other words, it has in itself teichen that always seeks to overwhelm the gedarim. It always seeks to overwhelm the container, and yet the container itself is able to hold it. In other words, the shiluv between the two is Eretz Yisrael contains in itself the mokrim chemda, the mokrim ava, and it contains in itself the gdurim that keep it. If you want to compare it, the Dara Midbar to Dara Yisrael, one would compare it to Kedusha and Nisuin. It's interesting, like Subis, which is Nisuin, the Masechet of Nisuin, has the Agadat of Eretz Yisrael in it. The Midbar was the Mokrim Kvias, the Kavim of Pa Yisrael. But there was no Zriya, there was no Bracha, there was none of the Teichen of it. There couldn't be. Eretz Yisrael has in itself the Teichen Shabbai. That was the relation. Just like the Kedushin is the makom of the Gvulois. The Isurim start with the Kedushin. All the Isurim are in place with the Kedushin. Nisuin gives it the Av Mekalkelz Ashura Shaboy. Eretz Yisrael also. That was supposed to be the Yachas of the two. That's why Geffen, Eretz Geffen, the Geffen Shaboy is... The Geffen is something which... is Ke'ilu, that's the symbol of Eretz Yisrael, because it can, the Yayin, the Samach L'Vavenesh, is the Pchina of Eretz Yisrael. So Klal Yisrael, in the Chet HaMidbar, the Chet of the Eagle, which was the Chet vis-a-vis the Midbar, was that they broke the Gvulos of the Zara, which is the strongest Gvul, the strongest boundary, and that's what they broke, and that was that parasha. Going to Eretz Yisrael, the pagam didn't happen by an avera per se. It happened by vayimas uber etchemda. In Eretz Yisrael, if you do it because you have to do it, then you don't have the mid of Eretz Chemda. Chemda means tshuka. It's the place that people desire. It's the makom where there's where the milui shaboy is ava. And that's why Klal Yisrael was the pgam that they didn't go into Eretz Yisrael was because of they cried because they were unhappy with it. The lack of cheshik was what the pgam over here. The Klal Yisrael the pasuk points out the bechia. Because it wasn't Stam they were ready to go. I mean, they birched it. They said we're going to go back. The pasuk doesn't say that they started going back, and that's the problem. The pasuk says the problem is the etzem fact that they didn't have the tshuka of Eretz Yisrael. That's the pgam vis-a-vis Eretz Yisrael. You take a look also the things they brought back. They said Eretz Yisrael is too big. In other words, everything about it overflows the midas. In other words, they couldn't handle the anokim, the eshkol. It all was they didn't have or they didn't feel the ability to fill a kli, so that the teichen expands the kli. Like the Eretz Tzvi, that was something. The ava being mekalkel the shura, so that normally the tzur of an anav can hold X amount of fruit. And in Eretz Yisrael, it can, if you put in more, the anav will stretch and hold more. That's something that is a that they were lucky in. That's why the pasuk points out vayomim you may be kuri anovim. The tkufa of going to Eretz Yisrael is, in other words, Eretz Yisrael is the anovim. In a certain sense, that's mamish the teichen of Eretz Yisrael. It's the yayin samach. It's that extra chelik. That is why it's centered around all these anovim. The parsha of Nesachim in Karbonis itself. There's a tzura of zrika. The etzem in avodah is very very. Structured. Avodah has very exact halachas, and korbanos have to nikra with very clear halachas. The zrika of korbanos is the etzem mechapa. And zrika means a person premeditates a certain pa'ula of being zarek the dam towards a makom in the mizbeach. Nesachim ke mashmusan, They're poured out. You have the word nisuch is used l'mashal shifchi shfichas halev. Shifri kamayim libech implies where a person pours his heart out. The pouring is something that doesn't it doesn't go with exact directions, and it doesn't have that type of structure that Zrika has. It's a shficha. It's the content is overwhelming, and I have to pour it out. By David HaMelech, where it says that he poured it out when they brought him the water from the bear, and it was Vayisach, he poured it out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He said that this is, it's too big for me, and he poured it out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nisuch, the pu'ul of Nisuch vis-a-vis a carbon is, it's a shficha as opposed to a zrika. It's what comes when a person's toichen overwhelms him, as opposed to when he's using his das to direct a certain flow of dam and so on. And that's why yayin has in itself the nisuch. The nisuch of yayin is the avoida. It's not just decorative. It's the pshat. The carbon itself is a structure. The carbon itself is a chetimtza. A person brings a shlomim. You bring the sochim on shlomim and oila, which are benedava. It's the two karbanis that are benedim and oila. That's where you have the nisuch in karbanis yachid. The pshat is the carbon itself was a product of neder and nedava. It was a product of divas aleif. You can't just do things. You can't you can't just pour things to HaKadosh Baruch Hu without achana, because that's a pchina of nadav aviyu that was shtu yayin. There has to be gvulis. So a person brings a carbon for a ritzui, that carbon begins to become, that carbon is the platform, that the climax of the carbon is nesachim. In other words, where the person is able to pour out his heart to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The nedivus is expressed best by nischayayin. It's the place that has no gvulis, and it's the place that it's oifi of avoida is to be poured without gvulis. Mashayinke, the karm itself, is a necessary prerequisite, because without boundaries is a churban. That's like yayin ha-meshake. It needs to have the platform of a carbon that has its exact structure and so on and so forth. But the matara of it is that nisra'ayayin. So the chilek of Nitzilah Meidim, let's put it together. In Avodas Hashem, there are two dargas. The first dargah is being conveyed the gvulis, within which Avodas Hashem can take place. And those gvulas are very fixed. And anything that will break those gvulas is bad. Within those gvulas, something that be'etzem has no gvul has to function as the etzem leiv of the inyan. The leiv shaboy is something which doesn't have gvulas. That's the Avin Kachel Sashur means that Seichel imposes Gvulas, Leiv doesn't have Gvulas. So the Talmud Chacham has Gvulas. The Ava and Adivas Leiv has to come from within Gvulas, or else it's a churban, or else it's not it's bad. It's not avoided. The in Klal Yisrael's binyan. It happened with Dor HaMidbar and Eretz Yisrael. Dor HaMidbar is the Makom of Torah. It's the Makom of Pesham Yachla, Pesham Yisu. There was no initiative. Everything was clearly prescribed for them. Do this, do that, and prescribed for them. Do this, do that, and so on. Every Shevet had exact place around the thing, and that's where they were. Eretz Yisrael was supposed to be the Eretz Chemda, where they were supposed to come and be able to express everything within those gedarim that's supposed to come out. Klal Yisrael fell short of that, and there were moyas in it, and that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they couldn't go in that door. The Dor HaMidbar could not go into Eretz Yisrael. The Dor HaMidbar was shaykh to the world of Erisin, or Shayach to the world of Gvulois, without having lit the flame. It's like you have the candle with the wick, with the oil, with the match, and the flame is not lit. It wasn't lit. In Eretz Yisrael is the Mokrim where there could be a Chalois of Av without Gvulois, within Gvulois. It's the Pchina of Eretz Tzvi. It's the Pchina where a person could pour everything out within the Gvulos, and that's why that door couldn't go into it. The element of Avodas Hashem that was most shaykh to it was the element of Nisuch Yayin. When Nisuch Yayin comes on top of a carbon, it's the pshat is the carbon created the framework, and the Yayin is where the person pours out his extra in it. The chalakim of a person, it says that the Machanisa asked Rabbi Yehuda, she told him, you have such a glow on your face, you must be drinking. How could somebody who's drunk go and paskin? So he told him, it's chachmas adam tayponov. In other words, when a person, the chelik of Torah, the chelik of chachma, gives the person the ha'aris panim of yayin, that's the b'chinas yayin. It's Torah itself is the gevulis, the chedvas of the shmaitza is the ha'aris panim of the gevulis. That's what the Zohar describes, the different elements that are ki'ilu beyond the gevulis, the ha'ar and the inayim, the chiyuch and the inayim, the ha'ar and the panim, and the rechimu, the extra avar that comes out, all of those inyanim are the inyanim of that chelik. That's the chelik of yayin of Torah, so to speak. Even the chelik of yayinus al Torah, that's soid, also that this inyan. In other words, it's the Torah itself has gvulos. Within those gvulos, you have an ein soif of Torah about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's about a Kadosh Baruch Hu in the world, and that by its nature has the same tchuna as Yayin to Ranavim. There's the Gvulos, and within it something that supersedes Gvulos exists, and it's almost a paradox. You have Gvulos, and within it you have something that's beyond Gvulos. I want to apply it in the general sense, because these are the two pillars of Avodah. It's not only Eretz Yisrael and Midbar. It's not only Karbon and Esachim. It's definitely the entire scope of Avodah Sodom. It's a very difficult balance between those two inyanim. By its nature, Gvulos themselves are restrictive. They are confining. And a person in the world of halacha, which is gvulis and shuris hadin, a person either is happy with it, but has no there's no outpouring of emotion in that, and the person feels it's dead, because that's the nature of dead things. A corpse, Leinu, has all the features of a living person, but it's dead. There's no ha'ara, there's no chiyuch, there's no rechimu. All of that which was supposed to be within it doesn't exist. So a person whose only focus is the shuris hadin, and there's nothing within it, so it's dead. Or a person who's very what's called spiritual frets at it, and he's very upset with it. It's like he can't express himself fully, and so on and so forth. A person needs to understand that each one without the other is a chatzi guf. It's not what it's supposed to be. If a person's kiyum mitzvahs and Torah and so on is restricted to what it says, and that's it, then the person, that's a pchina vayimaz of Eretz Chemda, Chas Shalom. There's no Chemda whatsoever in it. Where's the chuk in the lulav and asterisk? Where's the yira in the sheifer? Where's the zikuch in Yom Kippur? It's not there. These are all kalim to produce something within it. That's lacking for the person that has gevulas, but doesn't have teichen. The person who has teichen without gevulas, where it's mashchis, that's chas v'shalom the yayin ha-mishaker, which is bad. If at any time the teichen that he imagines to be chips away at some of the framework of it, then that belongs to the bad yayin that brings chorb in the world. All of those inyanim of quote unquote spirituality always brought a churban because they destroyed the framework for it. That's another view. They brought a esara. It came out of the realm of the platform of din, and b'meila they were nisraf and so on and so forth. Every person has a different teva. The person needs to understand. And sometimes even different mitzvahs, we have different inclinations. The matara of Avodas Hashem lies in the nisuch. All of it is just a chetimtze. It gives the carbon gives the person a kli to be sheifech liboy kamayim. The nisuch is the high point. If now that I have an appropriate framework, I can pour out yayin. The yayin is created to be mesameach levav enosh. It because it brings in those extra elements of simcha, ava, haras panim, etc. The person always has to be nizer. Certainly a person whose netiya is towards that. And even a person not, he has to be nizer ever that it can only exist within that framework. It's like a person would say the guf is too confining for the neshama, he'll slit open the guf. The guf is the only chetimtze for neshama. You can't let your neshama be just what the guf is. But without a guf, there's no neshama. The gufei Torah are the guf of Torah. If you break any part of it, then the neshama escapes. There's no neshama to it. You need to be makbid, bekpeda gemura, on Shuras Hadin. But the matara of that is, when the person has it, the matara is the avim kakel Shuras Hadin. The matara is, within din itself, there's an ava that's bigger than din. And it's the same paradox as the guf and neshama. The neshama is way bigger than the guf. But without a guf, there's no neshama, and the neshama is, quote-unquote, inside the guf. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Melechol Arz Kvoidoi, and, make me amal ama, and that's how I'll be Shaira. The keeping that balance between the two is the core of Avodas Hashem. To the kpeda on the Shuras Hadin, with the understanding that if you mekalkel any of it, you're dead, and the breathing life into it, and bringing out the Ava Mekalkel Sashura, that without that there's no life either.